Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. March Madness is here on this Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Stephen St. John and AP Katie with Jake Gutierrez. Thank you so much for joining us. I was having trouble putting together my the St. John family group for the bracket contest. Julia refused to enter this year. And so then I don't know. So people I sent some invites to were having trouble getting into it, so I made it public for a while. Now I have three people. I have no idea who they are that are in my... Why would you get in a group that says St. John family? What the hell is wrong with you? I made it public for like a couple of hours. I have no idea who they are. But it says St. John family.
Some interesting team names.
But why would you... What would provoke you to do that? Like, oh, I'm...
People want to be a part of things.
Yeah, I feel like part of the family with you.
But they're not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am. Yes. Yes, I am. Okay? There are people I'm related to that are not part of my family. Okay?
Understood.
It is a very tight-knit circle.
Yes.
So. And there are people that I'm not blood related to that are part of my family.
There's one team name in there. I was like, huh, that's interesting. It has a person's name in the title.
Yeah, everyone tries to be funny with their names or whatever. Now I'm trying to figure out if I'm even the admin of, can I delete it
and start a new one?
No, I can't do that because the kids are, they won't have time to do it. Going to school and stuff. Can I delete?
Yeah, you can yeet people out of there.
Yeah.
Yeet them.
How do I get them out?
Let's talk to Gabe.
Gabe's running it?
He's the one that asked me, talked to him about setting up a Border Patrol one yesterday, but I haven't had any information.
Kind of ran out of time on that one, buddy.
We still got hours. See, if you haven't done a bracket, you can still get on 810WHB.com and sign up for a bracket contest.
What good is it to be the admin if I can't remove people from this group?
It's a good question. It's a great question.
It says I'm the admin.
Edit. Is there an edit?
That's what I'm trying to... I mean, we got, my groups. There. I'm in a group. Now, I've made it private again, but it's too late. I just made it public so, because the kids were having trouble getting into it because the link was acting funky.
I got in there.
And then I made it public for a matter of hours. And Lakehawk, Shamrock 70... And Adam Teicher's good stuff decided to get me in my family group.
I saw that and I was like, huh, interesting.
Good stuff.
Because those were the only three that were in there when I got logged in there.
So I'm in it, Phil's in it, you're in it, and Selena's in it. Susan was filling out a bracket last night. She must not have done it right. Richie and Julia refused to. So, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
So I told Julia, we got into an argument about it. I said, I just want to do a family bracket. Can't you take 10 minutes to do this? I'm not doing this. It's too stressful. It's just, I don't know.
It's the old school. I mean, now with all these computers and all online, it's like the best was printing out a bracket.
That's what I want to do.
And just write them down.
She got somehow logged out of her Instagram account, and she had to go through all, and she had to create a new account. I'm not dealing with any passwords or anything right now. So, okay.
I get it, Julia.
All right.
I remember my old man used to photocopy the Kansas City Star.
Yeah, that's
photocopy.
I'd rather do that.
Come home with a bunch of copies.
I always used the Sports Illustrated because it was right in the middle. The fold out or whatever.
Yeah. Huh.
Can you...
Xerox copies.
Can you talk to Gabe and see how I could remove some people from my group?
Yeah, I'll text Gabe right now. Hope he's up.
Oh, he'll be up. We'll make him up.
That's right. What a day. March Madness is upon us.
Are you excited?
I'm pumped.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
I got money
great
to win
day.
Today.
Great day of the year.
You know what I miss about this
money
day?
Money to win.
I miss when we used to go to the 810 zone and watch the games.
Oh man.
All day together.
I missed it when I was there.
Right. Did I just miss going?
Oh, that was fun.
I missed the A-10 zone.
Yeah.
I missed, you know, getting a group together and watching the games.
You guys used to do the morning show from there? In that booth.
Did we?
Yeah.
Then I'd behind the bar?
I'd hustle on over there. Yeah. I celebrated my birthday there 1 year.
So where are you guys watching games at today?
I'm going to Maple Ranch.
Yeah,
important people.
Yeah. No idea.
Where are you watching it?
Home, probably. Yeah.
I have something I'm attending this morning, and then I'll be sitting on the couch,
right,
locked up to DraftKings, and gotta make sure my balance is right.
Yep.
Sufficient funds.
Did you get in that? Did you?
I did.
Okay. So did I.
I did.
Does Nate know what we're talking about?
I don't know. The thing that our boss sent us?
Did you take advantage of the special invite?
Yeah. Yeah. I did not.
That's a good move by you.
Yeah.
You know. make sure and go take care of the other people, but don't do something your boss wanted you to do. Good move. Chad. Jake and I readily accepted your invite, and we're in it, eagerly anticipating some healthy competition.
Hey, I saw DraftKings. I didn't have to say it twice. Didn't have to say it twice.
Right.
Click and click.
You got your priorities straight. Here we go. Right off the bat today, some good matchups. The 8-9 matchup between Mississippi State and Michigan State will be the first game that tips at 11:15. On CBS, then Duquesne and BYU. You see what LeBron did for those for the Duquesne basketball team? Am I saying it right?
Yes, Duquesne. Yeah, okay. I actually played soccer against Duquesne.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I think they're the Waves.
LeBron surprised the team with new sneakers. Oh, nice. And they had a reveal yesterday. Why did he surprise that team with new sneakers? Let's see if you guys are up on your March Madness trivia. Come on.
Because his, I don't know.
Because his what? Were you going to say something?
His dad played there?
No. Nope.
I mean, it's in Pittsburgh. I think that's where Frank Bull's dad went, maybe.
And that's not the reason LeBron bought shoes either.
No, probably not.
What do you think? Your guess. What's your guess here? Jake, look at me. You don't have to look anything up. What do you think? Just give me an idea. He has a tie to that team. And this is why he was excited for them and why he bought them all new shoes for the NCAA tournament.
Well, his son plays at USC, right?
Mm-hmm. Bronny plays, yeah.
He didn't have another kid playing at Duquesne?
No. Keith Dambrot, who just led his team to the NCAA tournament, announced Monday that he plans to retire at the end of the season. He guided the Dukes to 4 wins in 5 days at the Atlantic 10 tournament last week, helped Duquesne earn its first NCAA tournament appearance since 1977. The Dukes earned an 11 seed and will face BYU on Thursday. Dambrot was also LeBron James' high school coach.
Ah!
So the head coach of Duquesne was also LeBron James' high school coach.
Pretty cool.
Well, yeah, look at the video of them getting the shoes. They were pretty fired up. And if you're Duquesne and LeBron James brought you some new shoes, that's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Heck yeah.
You know? Those kids were thrilled.
Back in the day, that probably would have been illegal, right?
Oh, I don't know. You're the expert on that. Is it?
Yeah, I don't think you were able to give student-athletes impermissible benefits, right?
It's stupid. Yep. Well, I'm glad it's legal now.
Yeah. Those are good-looking shoes.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a lot of fun.
That's heck yeah,
pretty cool
great.
By LeBron doing that. I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, but I thought, you know, that's pretty cool.
He seems to do a lot of cool things like that.
Yeah.
I'm still
Well, anyway, that game's at 11:40, so you could see Duquesne playing in their new shoes from LeBron, as they take on the men of BYU.
BYU, a 9.5-point favorite.
Then
it's Duquesne in my bracket.
At 12:30.
Really?
Yeah.
Akron and Creighton get after it. And I know a lot of people are locked onto Creighton.
Dieter.
We're not doing Border Patrol bracketology this year.
We can.
We can start it now.
Okay.
Oh, we're just going to do it right out of the gate. Let's go.
When do you want to do it? During Buster Olney? During Mike DeCourcy?
No.
During Dieter and Sherm?
I was going to say
during Jesse Newell?
Do it next segment.
I need energy. I need excitement.
Go.
Nobody invites me to watch games anymore because they know I'm a big sourpuss that sits in the corner. Jake, we should go.
I'll go watch games tomorrow.
Where?
You name it.
All right. I'll name it all right.
Oh, boy.
So we're starting with, we're going in chronological order, right?
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
The Mississippi State-Michigan State game.
Michigan State-Mississippi State. The 8-9 matchup in the West. Michigan State and Tom Izzo. One of the legends of college basketball. Very interesting here. ESPN said MSU is favored by a point and a half.
Oh.
What the hell am I supposed to do with that?
That's not very helpful.
Help me out there, Jake. What MSU are they talking about?
I'll tell you.
Thanks a lot, ESPN. Oh, yeah, MSU is favored by 1.5.
Guarantee
great.
They win.
Michigan State is favored by 1.
But they're the 9 seed.
It opened at 1.5.
They're the 9 seed, so by bracketology rules, if we pick Michigan State, we get an upset special.
I'm going...
We're going seeding.
Yeah.
I'm going Mississippi State because I also have them going to the Sweet 16.
Attaboy!
Selena enjoyed watching our video and listening to the House Hustle podcast with Jared Sutton.
She liked my upset special?
She did.
Good. Apparently you did too.
Yeah.
I've got Michigan State going to the Sweet 16.
Of course you do. It's got to be a contrarian to Jake, don't you? You're always looking for a fight, even early this morning when we try to create some good feelings.
I was trying to create an upset special.
No, you're trying to create, and then you know, I'm going to a ranch. You didn't have to say it on the air. You could have said...
You asked me where I was going.
You
I didn't
said,
know what to say.
I'm going to watch with some friends.
I'm
I was
going
invited,
to watch with
you
some friends.
You had to say, I'm going to...
Important people play.
I'm going to watch it with billionaires. Where are you watching it?
Well, maybe my feelings are still a little hurt for not getting invited to the St. John family bracket, you know?
I thought you'd have your own family bracket. Well, hell, it's public. Everyone else, Lakoff got in on it. It's not like you need an invite. Just jump in. You went in?
I'm not trying to force my way into the family.
Well, everyone else is.
I don't want to be that person. I'm not. Hey, no.
Well, it's me and my wife and my kids. And Jake does not have a wife and kids, and he's part of my family, so I bring, so I figure you'll have a Katie family, so
yeah.
I'm trying to invite people that may not be invited to a family bracket.
I'll get over it.
Because I care about other people.
I'm not here
to tell people, to look down at people from my tower and say, well, I'm watching from a ranch, and you're not.
So the Border Patrol's picks Mississippi State.
That's too bad.
No, it's good, because if you watched our video, Mississippi State, I have them upset in North Carolina.
He didn't watch the video.
I don't want to talk about that video. I watched the video.
Well, I tell you what, they put that video out, and some lady got on there and said, you need to revoke your Jayhawk fan club or fan card or something.
Yep.
Nate's fan card got pulled. I thought,
Oh, Richie's texting me from work, before work. I believe I did it correctly.
Yeah.
Richard, you did not accept the invite because you were not in the group.
Come on, Richie.
I believe you did not do it correctly. You and your mother. Selena did it correctly. Phil did it correctly. So what you need to do is go back and go to your profile, go to your email and click on that and make sure there's a spot on there that says accept the invitation. And if you don't, because you can still fill out your bracket and not accept the invitation, and that means you have a bracket filled out, but you're not in the group.
Right.
So go back through, click on that link in the email, Richard, and then it should take you to your profile, at 810WHB.com, your tournament profile, and it'll say accept invitation. Because I want you part of this. If I send you an invitation, will you get in it?
I mean, sure, but now I feel like
This thing's open to everyone now.
Get in it.
Get in it.
All right.
Yeah, especially since you guys will be in it and we can.
Yeah.
That'll be some show content there.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
The point system.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody told me I had to revoke my Kansas.
How'd you feel about that?
My Kansas card. I told her I don't have to do a damn thing.
We'll have to call Susan on the air and make sure she accepts her invitation.
I don't respond to tweets very often anymore, but I gave.
Well, you responded to that one.
To that one,
and I gave the looking eyes. Like,
yeah, the monocle emoji.
No, I didn't know the two eyeballs.
Oh yeah, two eyeballs. Yeah.
Okay.
Next, we're going to Omaha.
I'd like to go to Omaha.
BYU and Duquesne.
Will Duquesne? Will the new shoes from LeBron James be enough to power Duquesne over the 30-year-old men of BYU? They have the support of all of their wives. They're at the
Maybe they do.
I don't know
either. It's, who am I dismissing?
No caffeine for this team.
Playing on
the sheer passion.
Thursday, Saturday.
Playing at 11:40 a.m. without caffeine could be tough.
Right.
Nah, not for those boys.
I'm going to go with BYU, even though I want Duquesne now that they got new shoes.
You can change it up.
Nah, BYU.
Yeah, BYU's the smart pick.
You guys are boring. I'm taking Duquesne.
We're not boring. We're just making the
pick. BYU is playing at 11:40 a.m., which is 9:40 a.m. their time. They're going to be all messed up. No caffeine.
No, they're men.
Duquesne.
Right. Men going to work.
I hope Duquesne
wins. By the way,
wins.
They're 9.5-point favorite in this game.
Bye.
Next game's at 12:30 tip on TNT. Akron, the 14 seed, takes on the 3 seed Creighton.
The Zips.
The darlings of Gary Dieter. I have Creighton going to the Elite Eight, and I wanted to pick them. They against Purdue, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to pick them over Purdue, but I didn't. The man I would love to see him beat Purdue.
I have them playing Gonzaga.
I hope that's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Looks like we all got Creighton winning then.
Yep, Creighton. Go Creighton.
Go Creighton. Go Blue Jays.
Next up, and they're favored by 11.5. Next up should be an easy pick here, unless you guys think it's a shocker. The 2:15 matchup in the West. Arizona and Long Beach State. Arizona's favored by 20.5. I got Arizona.
Yeah.
I got Arizona, but I will be taking Long Beach State in the points.
Even though I would like Arizona to flop because they feature Pac-12 Player of the Year Caleb Love, who twice flirted with Mizzou, just using them, absolutely using them with no intention of going to Mizzou. Another St. Louis kid that, you know.
I will be taking all 20.5 points.
So if they lost, that wouldn't hurt my feelings. Moving on. 16-1 matchup in the West, 1:45 p.m. on CBS. Wagner in North Carolina. I got North Carolina winning this game, but I have North Carolina losing in the second round to Mississippi State.
Yep.
Anyone have Wagner with the shocking upset? They're 24.5-point underdogs.
I'll take the 24 points, though.
Yeah. Oh, will you?
Yeah. I'm on both those sides with the points.
All right. Up next at 2:10 p.m. on True TV. The 3-14 matchup in the East. Number 3, Illinois, against Nate's favorite school, Morehead State, number 14.
Everybody's favorite team.
Can't get enough of Morehead.
Illinois is favored by 11.5. Again, I'll root against Illinois, but they'll win this game. So
I have Illinois in my final four.
Oh, look at you, the Fighting Illini under Brad Underwood.
I got Morehead State.
Of course you do.
Do you really believe that, or are you just like looking for the shocker?
What the hell? I'm throwing a dart.
You just want me to push the button.
I would like to hear the sounder one freaking time this morning. No, that's the whole point.
It's not the whole point.
The whole point is to make the right pick.
Oh, whatever. None of us know what's going to happen.
I do. Here's an intriguing matchup. 3:00, TNT. The 11-6 matchup in the Midwest, 11 Oregon, 6 South Carolina. I go SEC. I like South Carolina.
All right. Well,
although Oregon's hot.
I'm going Oregon.
Yep. Oregon is favored by a point and a half, so the 11 seed's favored over the 6 seed. And, man, something tells me I picked wrong. I should go back and pick Oregon, but I'm going to stick with South Carolina.
Dana Altman still up in Oregon?
I think so.
Yeah.
I picked South Carolina, too. Yeah.
There you go. Your opportunity to flip.
Well, yeah, you know what? You could have told me ahead of time.
The 3:30 p.m. game, TBS in the West, the 10-7 matchup. Number 10, the 10 seed Nevada and the 7 seed Dayton.
If we don't get an upset special out of this one, I'm quitting.
I do have Nevada, yeah. And Nevada, according to one bracketologist, one of the worst jobs of seeding by the NCAA tournament committee that he's seen.
Nevada.
14 spots too low. And so I like Nevada. Yeah. Who is the head coach of Nevada? Prominent name.
Alford.
His first name.
Steve.
Yeah.
Now you're going to spell that with a PH, too, you smartass?
That was Siri. That was not me. I was in the car.
You better figure something out, then. You better pull over and start typing.
Don't hit send.
It didn't even occur to me. I was,
oh, it occurred to me.
Man.
I'm like, does he? And then you did it, too.
I did
so you guys tried to,
I capitalized.
Did they know how much is irritating me? Are they doing this on purpose?
I almost did it again on purpose, but I was like, I think we've gotten to the line where it's not funny to him.
Yes. The first text was that line.
But he did it twice.
Yeah, I know. That's us. Oh, he's really being a smartass tonight.
I was in the car listening to the text. I wasn't reading them, so I didn't have any idea that this was a problem. And then I saw your text about one more person.
I capitalized the PH.
Yeah, I know you did. That's why I went from 0 to 60 quick.
Pushing them buttons.
Yeah. All right,
I got Nevada.
There it is.
Hey!
There it is.
Hey!
There it is.
Upset special. Upset special.
Oh, my word.
All right, here's another one. This could be an upset special here. Very intriguing matchup. 5:50 tip on TNT. It's the 10-7 matchup in the Midwest. Colorado State. With their lead assistant coach, Ali Farouk-Manesh. Former NCAA tournament star, darling, against the 7 seed Texas. I like Colorado State. Sorry.
Go ahead, Nate.
Now I want to hear what you say first.
Well, I'm taking the Rammers.
Yep.
Okay, good, because I have Texas, but I was going to change it just to get an upset special.
No, I got Colorado State.
All right, good. We got it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to change my pick anyway. I could do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yep, I'm changing it.
All right.
In the name of Ali Farouk-Manesh.
There you go.
Rams.
We'll take a break and come back and do the rest of the games?
Yeah.
All right. It's Border Patrol Bracketology. We're off to not really a fast start, but
we're off to a start.
We're off to something.
Here we are.
Right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, Richie's in the group now. That's good enough. Me, Phil, Jake, Selena, Richie, three people. I have no idea who they are.
Come on, Nate.
I'm going to send Nate an invite right now. And then maybe Lebo. Jared Sutton has it. Text Jared Sutton. Tell him to get in the group. Selena's all mad. Like, how come Jared has it? Like, I don't know. Do you care that your dad's in it? Well, Jared, new experience last night, since they weren't allowed to wear spikes in grade school track. I had to go first purchase of track spikes.
Yeah, so, that's fun.
It is fun, but I have no idea what I'm doing. So
I remember I got my first track spikes.
She's excited.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bright orange, so, you know.
I never owned track spikes because I only ran track through eighth grade.
Yeah.
I wasn't very fast.
They didn't wear spikes. So.
I had the distance spikes.
So she had to get the short distance spikes because
But I remember sprinter spikes were different than the distance spikes.
She's gonna run varsity on Saturday.
Hey!
So, here we go.
That a girl.
She's gonna run the 100 and do the long jump. So
that's awesome.
And she's never really done a long jump before. She just had a meet where everyone participated, and there's a first chance to do it, and so she did it. And I encouraged her, like, hey, get out of your comfort zone, try, you know? And she liked it. She loved it, so.
Yeah, it's fun.
I think they're at St. Teresa's.
Go, Julia.
Right.
We're rooting for you.
And it's just the fact that, because you know what? We're not a family of runners. Yeah. I don't know where she's getting this from, but it's exciting. I love it. I love going to track meets. All right. Are we back?
Man, I love that music.
I would like to mention on Saturday, I'm going to watch her compete in long jump, and then I'm going to head over to Midwest Tinting because they're celebrating 49 years in business and showcasing their new tinting facility in Overland Park. They're going to have a house tint competition that starts at 9 a.m. Saturday. Open house starts at 10. I'm going to be there from 11 until 1. We'll have a ribbon cutting ceremony. You can register to win a free tint job on your car. The Crave taco truck is going to be there. Oh, boy. They know my style. You have exotic cars to take a look at and more. So come on and see me this Saturday from 11 to 1 at Midwest Tinting Overland Park, 10600 Metcalf in Overland Park. You know where it is, don't you, Jake? You guys know where right down on Metcalf?
Yeah, I do. I actually was just talking to Todd Lebo about that building.
All right.
Well,
hope it was good.
When I was in eighth grade, I bought a guitar. It used to be a music store.
Why don't you come on down and play the guitar during the remote?
I still own that guitar.
Why don't you come by and see me, 11 to 1?
Yeah.
Maybe take a look at getting some.
It's right down the street from me.
Right. I mean, there's a Crave taco truck. I don't know what else you want. I'll be there, but taco truck's more important. That's this Saturday.
Hi.
11 to 1, Midwest Hitting. Please come say hi. All right, back to bracketology, Border Patrol style. Let's get back into the games. We started already talking about the evening games. Where do we leave off?
We're at Kentucky taking on the 14 seed Oakland Grizzlies. It's on CBS at 6:10.
All right, so the last game we had was the Colorado State, Texas. Now it's Oakland and Kentucky, the 14 versus the 3 in the South. Kentucky favored by 13.5. I'll go with Coach Cal.
Yeah, I got Kentucky as well.
Yep.
Wildcats.
Now here's an interesting one. Will Wade broke every NCAA rule possible, so he's no longer the coach at LSU, but he's the coach at McNeese, and now he's free to break rules. Everything's legal.
There are no rules.
And McNeese, the 12 seed, 30-3, takes on Gonzaga, the 5 seed in the Midwest. Gonzaga favored by 6.5. McNeese is an attractive upset pick, but I'm going to go with Gonzaga.
Well, I'm taking the 12 seed McNeese.
Of course you are.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you have them beating Kansas, so of course you are.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why that lady got so pissed off.
You already know that.
Well, other people don't. I have to act as a representative of the listener sometimes because you assume that they know all the details of stories that we're talking about or topics, and they don't. And so I represent the list like, oh, you did pick McNeese to beat Kansas? And that's why this lady said that. And so we posted the video, okay? And the parameters of the video, one of us has to pick a national champion, one of us has to pick a team, an underdog that's going to have a run, and the other one has to pick
a big-time upset.
A big-time upset. What?
Well, I mean, it was an upset.
Okay.
So my upset was I had North Carolina being the first seed to get knocked out before they got to the Sweet 16. I had them losing to Mississippi State if Mississippi State somehow beats Michigan State.
And I fully admitted it was dumb and it was easy, but I picked UConn even though I said I'm rooting for you, Iowa State, but I just think UConn's too good. And so I picked them. So the underdog, or the upset alert was North Carolina needs to be on upset alert. You think they're not going to make it out of the first weekend.
Right.
I think UConn's going to go all the way, even though, man, I would love to see Iowa State or Creighton win. And then the underdog was McNeese, and that was picked by Nate. And then Kathy tweets, you need to turn in your KU fan card after this, partner.
And what did I say back?
And he responded, I don't need to do a damn thing. That's a
sharp.
That's a clap back. You got a sharp tongue over there.
Don't tell me what I get, how I have to be a fan.
You know what? That sounds like a guy that's watching the tournament at a ranch. That's what that sounds like.
I don't have to do a damn thing.
Let me see your card.
I don't have one.
Let me at least see it.
I do have a KU Alumni Association card.
You going to turn it in?
Turn it in.
Kathy wants you to turn it in.
Yep.
Because you pick something in your bracket means you're not a fan, get out of here.
I'm not Kathy. I'm just.
It doesn't mean I'm rooting for it to happen. I hope Kansas goes all the way and miraculously wins the national title.
Or would you rather be right and everyone says, oh man, look how smart Nate is?
Obviously, I would rather Kansas win.
Ooh, are you sure?
Yes. I don't give a damn about my bracket.
I think you'd love it. You'd love to go in here and beat everyone.
People tell somebody else what it takes to be a fan. Okay, all right.
She's living rent free in your head.
Kathy really got to you.
I mean, I feel like
didn't
I,
she? Do you feel
no.
seen?
No response would have been a better response.
I like his response.
I like my response.
I was really tickled by his response. That's why I responded.
Yeah.
That's why I gave. What do you call those? Looking
eyes.
Yeah.
Give him the old side
eye. Yeah, I feel fine with that.
Those
response.
Are, to me, those are the woo.
Side eye. Well, I have Gonzaga, so we're not having
okay.
an upset special.
All right, on to the 15-2. The Summer League champs, South Dakota State, against Iowa State, the 2 seed.
Back in Omaha.
Iowa State's favored by 15.5. I have them going to the Elite Eight. I wish they would beat UConn, but I have UConn winning it all. So Iowa State would love to see them get to the first Final Four since 1944. So they'll take the first step and beat South Dakota State.
I'm looking forward to that Iowa State-Drake matchup.
That would be my favorite game to watch in the second round.
Absolutely. I have Iowa State as well.
Let me tell you something. That's going to be crazy if it's Iowa State and Drake. That's awesome. St. Peter's, number 15 seed in the Midwest against the 2 seed Tennessee. Oh, boy, Rick Barnes in the NCAA tournament doesn't always turn out well. But Tennessee's favored by 21.5. I will go with Tennessee here against St. Peter's.
Was it last year that St. Peter's was the big Cinderella team?
Yeah. Was it?
The Peacocks.
Cock of the Walks.
Baby.
I'm taking Tennessee.
Yeah. I'm taking Tennessee, but I will be taking the Peacocks with the points.
All right. Up next, an 8:40 tip-off on CBS. It's the 11-6 matchup in the South. This was a game that Selena refused to let me go to sleep and kept asking me my opinion on this game. She went back and forth, and ultimately, when choosing between the 11-seed North Carolina State and the 6-seed Texas Tech in the South, she did the smart thing, and she said, I will pick Texas Tech for Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
Because I want him to be happy.
Way to go, Sal.
And I said, you are correct,
good,
young lady.
Good deduction.
That's exactly right. And so she went Texas Tech. I went Texas Tech, even though I do think it's wild that North Carolina State coach Kevin Keats, because they won 5 games in 5 days and won the tournament, that triggered a 2-year contract extension for him.
Good for him.
So he got paid.
Cha-ching!
Hey, that's pretty good.
The Wolfpack's running on fumes, though. I have Tech as well.
I got Tech.
Guns up, as they say.
Yep.
Yay!
All right. Nervous Nelly's here with me at 8:55 p.m. tip-off on TBS and right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's the 13-4 matchup in the Midwest. 13, Samford against the 4-seed Kansas. Nate has Kansas being eliminated by McNeese, but that means you have them beating Samford.
Yeah, I'm nervous about the game. Nah. If they don't guard the three, they could have problems.
KU's favored by 7.5.
Seven and a half. Think about some of the other spreads we heard about today.
Well, I mean, that line has moved, too.
What was it?
I think it was like 9.5.
And then let me tell you something. When I sat down for a lonely solo lunch, did you guys like the pictures I sent you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I ended up at the food court at Oak Park Mall is my
good place to be.
Followed your intuition.
It's got Japanese steakhouse right there.
So memories of that place.
So I sat there, and I was unaware of all the criticism that's being put on Kevin McCullough, right?
Yeah.
And so I said, well, let me. And I went to the Twitter feed of the guy you told me to go check out. And I go, oh, my God.
Yeah. It's ugly.
These people are ruthless. And then Doug Gottlieb got involved. Did you see what he said?
No, I didn't.
And they went, now they're going after him.
Did he stand up for him?
Yeah.
Did he try to make someone go to Lens Crafters for him?
You know, it's unbelievable that you still bring that up. Now, see,
Jake is still
mad. You have to put that into context because people have no idea.
Yeah.
This is when your CBS days when he tried to send someone to Lens Crafters.
I'm trying to think where we were at. I think we might have been, man, God, I don't think it was.
This is what Doug Gottlieb said. This riled up KU fans. Kansas fans, in quotes, questioning Kevin McCullough's injury are the worst of a great fan base. Kid is a stud. Injury is real. He can't go. Take your fake fandom and kick rocks.
Wow. Oh, the person that told me I needed to turn my card in, I took a quick glance at her Twitter timeline. She's one of them.
Oh, boy. Well,
what do you think of what Doug Gottlieb said?
I'm on board with Doug Gottlieb. Right.
Kick rocks.
I don't know that phrase, what it really means, but, you know.
But you like it in this. I think it's gross.
I think it's gross to.
Kicking rocks?
Probably hurt your toes depending on the kind of shoes you have on.
Right.
But no, getting on a plane, you don't know what he's dealing with. You know, to act like you know for sure what he's dealing with is silly. It's really silly. I don't like seeing that from KU fans.
We're all
trashing a kid like that.
We're all picking Kansas in the first round, though, right?
Rock chalk, baby.
Rock chalk.
Okay.
Dieter's going to owe me $50.
Finally.
Oh, man, you really are rooting for KU in that game.
Oh. All they got to do is win that game, and he gets to pay $50.
Yeah, he said first round.
We have Gary Dieter in the 8 o'clock hour. See if he's wearing Creighton gear.
That's why he's so hard on KU losing.
Right. 9:05 tip, final game of the day on True TV. The 10-7 matchup in the East. Drake against Washington State. I told you I want Drake and Iowa State to happen.
That would be in Omaha, Nebraska, right down the road. Oh,
so it would be fantastic. I would love to be in the arena for that game. I'll take Drake. I loved the Missouri Valley Championship game. The unbelievable. I thought it was a great game between Drake and Indiana State. No, by the way, Indiana State, we saw the piss-poor performance put on by Virginia, who's in the NCAA tournament instead of Indiana State. Did you see what Indiana State did in the NIT last night? Did you?
No.
Look it up.
I assume they won.
Tell me if by the score of the game, if it looked like they played a more attractive brand of basketball that you would have liked.
I mean, you know how I feel about that.
But I want you to look at it and tell me what the score was and tell me if you think.
101-92.
Do you think that would have been better than the brand of basketball that Virginia put out there?
I like a good defensive rock fight.
Indiana State put up 101 last night. I don't care who that's against. It's against a reasonable team. It's the NIT. That's the team that was left out of the big dance for Virginia, or one of them. Stupid.
Yeah.
Drake. I root for Drake because of Jason Justice, and I like to watch Drake play basketball. And so there you go. We got Drake.
Oh, yeah.
You got Drake?
Oh, this is for the Drake.
There
who
it is.
The man that knows how everything
Drake
works.
Drake is favored by 1.5, even though they're the lower seed. Or the higher seed.
That's special.
There it is.
That's special.
Border Patrol Bracketology. Drink it up, people. It's delicious on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, here's KU big man Hunter Dickinson at the interview table at the podium yesterday. Talking about his shoulder and returning to action for KU.
The shoulder feels good. Good enough to be out there with my teammates. I feel like everybody's dealing with a little injury nowadays, especially towards the end of the season. And so, I feel good and ready to get out there with my teammates.
There was more after that where he was asked specifically about Kevin McCullough not being out there.
I have a clip. He's talking that with Harold Kuntz in the locker room about Kevin McCullough, if you want to hear that.
Sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, people only see, the games and all that and what's kind of documented out there. They don't see, you know, all the hard work that he's put in behind the scenes. You know, I can say that personally because, you know, I've been doing rehab with him at the same times, you know, 2 to 3 times a day for, you know, hour plus each time. And he's been doing that for months on end now, just trying to get back for his teammates every week. And so we just wanted to, you know, applaud him for that and make sure people know that, you know, he's put in everything he's done everything he's willing or humanly able to do to try to get back for the team. It just hasn't worked out in his favor. And I think, you know, a lot of guys are crushed for him just because, you know, it's his last year, it's his last chance to play in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, this is what guys, sacrifice for the whole year, go through that whole long preseason grind, summer grind, regular season conference season grind to be able to play in these games. And for him not to be able to play, I think we all feel really crushed for him. But we're going to try to play for him and try to win some games for him.
So the comments under the post of Hunter Dickinson talking about, you know, wanting to be out there with his teammates, what are good enough to feel to get out there with his teammates. Look at the read some of these replies.
Damn, he's throwing shade. Sounds like McCullough's quitting. Homie throwing shade at McCullough, LOL. Subtle shot at KM. Get out of here.
I mean, that's all it is. Kansas Kingdom said, not so subtle shot at McCullough. Good, he deserves it. Another guy. The growing list of those insinuating that a certain someone is too soft to selfishly play through a little pain. I mean, that's all it is. It's all a bunch of Kansas fans.
I want to know if a single one of those people would do what Kevin McCullough's done, you know, to play basketball through the course of this season.
You have people attacking you also.
Yeah, fine.
This is not a happy time right now.
I get it. You're disappointed he's not playing. You don't know what he's dealing with. And every player who plays with an injury says exactly what Dickinson said. Well, we're all dealing with something. Nobody feels 100% this time of year. Everybody says that no matter what situation they're in. To infer that he's talking about Kevin McCullough is silly.
Ludicrous.
But that's just, you know, that's just how it is.
Kathy wants you to turn in your fan card. No.
I'll accept it on her behalf.
Can you give it to Jake?
I'll just hold on to it. It's just being suspended.
If you don't pick Kansas to win the national championship, you're not a fan. But if you crap all over players who, you know, try to play but can't or won't, even if he won't, whatever, that makes you a fan.
I can't answer that. I'm not Kathy. But I do love this song. Crank this up because this song makes me want to dance on Sports Radio 810 WHB.